Welcome back to my podcast. And today I'm excited because I'm talking about something that on a good day I wouldn't like to talk about it, but I just feel it would help someone. Not that I feel I know. So I'm ready to take this bullet on my foot for you because I love you. Yes. So today's episode is titled Handling Hearts, Dealing with Heartbreaks. Yes. So let's dive right into it. So whether you're hurt from losing a loved one, a sibling, a best friend, I've got you. And if you're going through a heartbreak or you're in the process of healing, you just ended your relationship and you feel like dying, I've got you too. Yes. So let's dive right into it. So the first thing I'd like to say is that our hearts, your heart, is the engine room of your entire being. Your heart is very important. Your heart has to be in very good condition, because the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 17 verse 22, says a merry heart doeth good like medicine, but a broken spirit dried up the bones. So do you see? Imagine a merry heart doing good like medicine. Imagine what a broken heart would do. So we've had people that have gone through hearts that have defined their lives. Some people can't handle hearts, they can't handle heartbreak. That's why most times you see them going into various kinds of addictions, like smoking cigarettes, drinking alcohol, because they are in so much pains. And they wouldn't mind feeling good for a short while. They wouldn't mind an escape from their pains. But the truth is, when your heart, when you have a wound in your heart, it's got to heal. You need to treat that wound. You need to heal it. Because when you keep covering it and you don't attend to it, it's going to stink. And imagine your heart stinking. That means your character is going to stink. That means your disposition is going to stink. Do you see? So we need to sort out your heart issues. And I'm saying this because I've been through this. Yeah, I've lost a loved one. I lost my dad about a decade ago. And when I lost my dad, it was like my whole world came crashing, because not only was he a father, he was like the closest person to me at the time. So I was actually hurt. I've actually gone through a heartbreak. I know you will say, no way. Yes, I've been heartbroken. I'm seeing it with my full chest. But we thank God for God. We're good right now. Yes. So how do you handle hearts? How do you handle heartbreaks? So the first thing I'm going to say is you need to embrace the fact that you're actually hurt. So most times when people are hurt, they try to hold it back. They try to, cover up. They come up, oh, strong man, strong woman. No, that is not a step to healing your heart. You have to embrace your emotions, embrace how you feel. So if you need to cry, please do cry. Crying doesn't mean you are weak. Crying doesn't mean you're not strong. So when you cry, it's like a form of release. So when you don't release that emotion, you hold it back. You begin to see that it begins to build up. And because you can't hold so much in your heart, one day you're just going to explode. And you wouldn't understand. There will come a time where you can't hold it any longer. So the first step, you need to embrace the fact that you're hurt and cry if you need to cry. Yeah. So what's the second step? You need to talk to God. Yes, this step really helped me. So when I had my breakup, it was a 3-year relationship, and I just knew that we're not going to get married, because even if he came proposed to me, I wouldn't say yes, because the long run, I was God conscious. He wasn't. Our lives were just at different ends of a pool, and all we had was the intense emotions we had, like you're crazy about me. I buy you gifts. We just had intense emotions, and we had good friendship. So I had to call a spade, and actually end the relationship, because I wasn't just looking at the short term. I was also looking at the long term. Can I actually get married to this person? Are we really good for each other? Yeah, so I had to come to terms with that. And when I broke up with him, because of the way I'm wired, like it was more like my best friend and a boyfriend. So, and I'm not one to talk to so many people. So when I broke up with him, I literally had nobody calling me. I had no one talking to me. I was alone. And in 2 weeks' time, I went back to beg. Yes, so I can laugh about it now, but it wasn't funny then. I went back to beg, and fortunately for me, he said no. He had moved on. So not only was I faced with being broken, but I was also rejected. I cried. I went to God. When you go to God, when you're going to talk to God about your heartbreak, first things, be real with him. Don't try to cover anything, because there's nothing you're covering that he does not know. Be real with him. God appreciates it when people are real with him. The Bible says we do not have a high priest that is not touched by the feelings of our infirmity. So trust me, God knows what it is for you to be hurt. He knows how you feel. So you need to talk to him, express yourself, cry before him, and trust him to help you through this healing process. And one of the things that happened when I began to talk to God about it, I felt peace. I felt like I was resting in him. And can I be honest with you? So you might feel that first day you talk to God, you're going to be healed of your heartbreak. That's just the beginning of the healing process. You have to, for you to heal completely, you have to remain in God. You have to keep going back to talk to him, and he will heal you through his words. He will heal you through talking to you. He would give you a lot of assurances. And when you talk to him, he will let you see why whatever happened and why it didn't work. Yes, so talk to God about it. Very important. The Bible says that he is the mender of the broken hearts. He also says, come unto me, all ye who are heavy laden with burdens, and I will give you rest. So there's no better place to heal than in the presence of God. It is God that helps you through your healing process. So what is the next thing to do? Do not engage in a rebound relationship. So this, we're talking about heartbreaks. So now, do not go to engage in a rebound relationship, because you are hurting and you need to focus on healing, not looking for someone you can use to get over the person that has hurt you. Because at that moment you begin to hurt the person, because now there is a standard already in your heart, and you're trying to, oh, if it was my ex, this is what he would have done. If it was this. Now, a bleeding person will bleed on others if he's not healed. You don't want to bleed on another person. Nobody deserves to be with someone that is broken. So fix yourself. Go through your healing process. Don't take someone else through the pains another person has put you through. So having a rebound relationship is like not healing that wound, but you're covering it and covering it and covering it and covering it. And the stains from that wound is not going to heal, and that wound is going to stink into disorder relationship. So you need to do what? Concentrate and focus on healing. The next thing to do is actually to forgive yourself and forgive the person who has hurt you. So this is a very important step and important process. So when you're going through hurt, sometimes you might tend to blame yourself. Why didn't I do it this way? Why did I even get here? And maybe you've compromised a whole lot of yourself, a big part of your life for this person, and this heartbreak still came. So you have to forgive yourself and also forgive the person. This is another step towards healing and having your whole heart in order. Yeah. So the next thing is to decide. You need to decide to move on. You need to make up your mind to move on. It's in the past, it has happened, so no amount of your worry can actually change the events that just happened. So your worry is going to have a big effect on you, but it's not going to change what has happened. So you need to decide to move on. And one of the things that helps you move on is knowing that there's something better. There's a better place. If you've lost a loved one, you need to move on from it, because no matter how much you want to mourn, how much you want to cry every day, it's not going to bring the person back to life. So you have to decide to move on. Move on for the person, because if the person could talk, the person wouldn't want you to keep crying every day. The person would actually want you to move on. So you need to decide to move on. If you keep hanging in the past, you can't receive anything from the future. You can't even receive anything from the present, the moment you keep living in the past. So you need to move on. It's in moving on you enhance your healing process, and that is when you can actually get to meet a better person. Yes, so you need to decide to move on. It's very important. Another thing you should not do: do not isolate yourself. Yes, so you might be going through hard times, through heartbreaks. Yes, the first few days you might want to be on your own. You might want your space, but don't remain in that position. Don't remain in that disposition. You need to talk to other people. You need to relate with other people. It helps you in your healing process. It helps you to move on. So don't just lock yourself out and lock everyone else out. Yes, you need to. No man is an island. So you can actually, flow. Go out, talk to friends. Just be good. And finally, dealing with your hurts, dealing with heartbreaks, you need to understand that all things will always work together for good. Yes, everything would work together for good. So whether someone left you, someone dumped you, or you left someone, or everything is going to work together for your good. That is what the Lord has promised us. As long as you love God, everything will work together for your good. Yes. So I hope this will actually help in your healing process. Yes. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks. And I pray that as many that are going through one hurt or the other, a heartbreak, pray that the Lord reaches out to you and heals your heart, helps you with your healing process, and you become better. In Jesus' name. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to me. I love you. If you've been blessed by this podcast, feel free to share it with your friends. Feel free to share it with someone who you know would actually need it. And I appreciate you. Till I come your way some other time. Bye. I love you.